Cheers.
Hot cares for a Monday. We've said this before and we're going to say it again. The pandemic has really left people in a desperate situation. And it's the story of Roshana Chalkin, who's a teacher at Eden Glen Primary School, who got in touch with us today. Roshana, tell us your story.
There's kids in my school that lost their father. He died in June. And through that time, they went through a really hard time. They lost their house. A lady helped them by letting them stay in a house way in the south, by Southgate Mall, and they couldn't get to school, so they haven't been at school for the past 5 weeks.
Yes.
They were trying to figure out how they would actually feed themselves, pay for the electricity at their own house, let alone trying to get them to school would have cost them about 8,000 rand a month for two of them. So I found out about it. I am quite close with them, with the family, because my husband and I have both taught kids in the family. When I found out about it, I did try and organize for them to stay at a friend's house close to me, and then I would just fetch them every day for school, take them home, make sure they've done their homework, make sure they fed, and then the mom wasn't very comfortable with that. And then it happened that my mom moved out of my house, so I had a spare room where the kids could stay with me.
As we understand it, the father who sadly passed away was the breadwinner.
Yes. The mom is a caterer, and she used to cater for government institutions, and they obviously, due to COVID, not having any meetings or anything that need catering, so she lost everything. So, and the father was the breadwinner, and then because the father got sick and passed away, there was nothing. The father did everything for the kids. The father took them to school, made lunches for them. Every school meeting that they went to, he did. So the mother was like treated like a queen.
And your big heart, you've taken on these two kids. More than that, you said you're really close to these kids. But I imagine that it comes to a great cost to you as well. A lot of your time, a lot of your energy, but a lot of financial costs as well, Roshana.
Yeah, it does. Both my husband and I are teachers, and we work for the Department of Education. We've also got a one-year-old daughter who is a very expensive allergic child. So taking in the two kids, I didn't even think twice about it. I took them in, and I didn't think about what they would cost me. I knew that I needed to take them in to make sure that they got to school, that they got their proper education and were taken care of and fed.
It's the teacher and the parent in you as well.
And you wrote to Hot 1027, you wrote to Hot Cares, and you said, I love doing this, but I need a little bit of help.
Yes.
I want to tell you that Hot Cares are going to be assisting you with 3 months transport.
And groceries.
Electricity.
Thank you. I didn't think I'd be emotional about this.
Yeah. Well, when you've been through what you've been through, it's going to come out. I know. It's only 3 months, but it's a little bit to help you.
It's more than just 3 months for us. It's being able to take care of these kids. Mm.
Well, you're doing a fantastic thing, Roshana, and we know that it's not easy. You've got your own family on 2 teachers' salaries. It's not a lot, but your big heart is really going to change the course of these children's lives. So you can rest assured that you're doing the right thing, and we're always wanting to help people who are doing the right thing. We're kind of hand in hand with you on this. Job well done.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you get a gold star for that.
Do they still give gold stars?
Well, we do here at Hot Cares. Yeah. So, Roshana, thank you. Thank you for what you've done. And, yeah, give our love to those 2 little children as well.
I will do. Thank you so much.
If you know someone in need, you can email info@hotcares.co.za to help us make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hot Cares.